Blog Talk Radio.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
We need the world to come together as one. God, Holy Spirit, Son. History repeats itself with no lessons learned. Burning up the outside, cause some people inside's rotten. No slave days, no more picking cotton. Pray God take the scales off our eyes. Too many are here blind, no spiritual time. Jesus came for our sins to be forgiven. Walking in disobedience with our wrong decisions. No way we can prosper. In due time's promises will manifest. Forgive yourself, don't live in regret. Preserve your energy, people won't change. Happier, find your enemies. Can't let evil spirits hinder me. Meditate on God's word day and night. Daily is a fight to keep our minds right. Daily is a fight to keep our minds right.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
Putting up a prayer when times in life ain't fair. All the burdens you do bear, and it seems like no one cares. Looking at these tragic times, no justice for the crime. Where's the peace that we will find while we always on the grind? Tired of people dying, when they live they end up crying. Put themselves into deep hiding, they could be the one that's shining. Live your life, there's no rewinding. Live your life and keep on fighting. Live your life and keep on trying. Live your life, there's no denying. He got your destination. God is great, no explanation. He release you from temptation, most importantly salvation. I am loved and I am free with God's blessed Trinity. Once was blind but now I see. Keep me planted like a tree planted by the river. Not a taker but a giver. Find a saint versus sinner, but with Jesus I'm a winner. I am his prized possession, always teaching the great lessons. Not too late to be a blessing. It's our poetry confession.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
Hey everybody, how you doing on this good old Wednesday evening? I pray everything is going well with everyone. And you know, you gotta put up a prayer no matter what we go through, no matter what comes our way, no matter the attacks or anything. You just gotta continue to pray. Prayer is the most powerful weapon that we do have, and you know, we have to utilize it. You know, just utilize it and watch God move. But today's topic is faith in God. And I do want to come from Genesis 16, 1 through 16. Okay, so it starts off. Now, Sarai, Abraham's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham
hearken to Sarah, to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham, and dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand, so do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Berlaharoah. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abraham a son, and Abraham called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. Father God, you for your word, use me as you will. Take me out of the equation. And just let the Holy Ghost flow and do the work that the Holy Ghost does. So before I go talk about this message, I have a poem called Faith in God that I wrote a couple months ago. It's called Faith in God also. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, because if you're able to get filled up, you'll show more love than divide. Situations come along to teach us things we need to learn, even if we get burned. Lord, don't leave me. These devils working overtime. These devils working overtime. Call it too much idle time. Love covers all sins, but people need to work on what's within. Lord, don't take your love from me, because without you, I couldn't see spiritually. Holy Spirit, guide us down the right path. Sometimes we get so focused on the past, leave us stuck while heartaches last. Compassion is what's needed, something many souls lack. Devils know, and they always on attack. So I relax, abiding in your word day and night, because if I don't, I'll lose that spiritual eyesight. Getting hit from the blind side knocks us off a bit, and your word brings back focus. Devils play mind games, hocus pocus. Many don't understand this poetry or poetry, no spiritual connection, but they see the glow. Shine down on me, Lord, use me according to your will for me, because walking with you, there's no deal you won't seal. Grill these devils like cheese toast, tell them, leave me alone and get ghosts. See, that's where we have to come to in our walk with God. You know, we have to tell these thoughts and these spirits that come against us to get ghosts, I got to depend on what God is telling me and what he is showing me, and not go outside of, you know, his will for my life, even though at times, you know, we do get impatient. We want to rush things. It's like, God, you're not working in our timing. Like, come on now. Like, I don't want to wait no more. Can you just come on and do what you got to do because I'm tired of waiting. You know, we all get in that situation. But we still have to wait on God to bring forth what he has. Because if we don't, then we do got to suffer the consequences of going outside of his will for our life. Like in the case with Sarai, she gave her maid to her husband because what God told her that will happen hasn't happened yet. So basically, the timing, she's impatient. She doesn't see it happening, but she knows this is what God promised her and her husband. They would, that he would give them a son, but it was still taking too long for Sarai, so she gave her maid to her husband so she can have a child with him instead of waiting on God, you know, to bring forth what he had told her. But her husband shouldn't have went along with it either because he know what God told him. So he was just going along with Sarai and not having the faith in God to bring to pass the manifestation that God spoke to them, to both of them. And then after that, you know, after Hagar had the baby, Sarai still wasn't happy because she didn't bear the child. But if you would have waited on God and, you know, continue to pray and fast and continue to see God, you would develop patience than you had. And then you wouldn't have to have went to your husband to have your maid have a baby by him, and that's not what God told you or your husband. You know, it's plenty of times we could go in our own situations to where God told us that he was going to do something for us, and in the same, you know, instant that, you know, we went and did what we wanted to do instead of what God, you know, holding on to what God told us to do. Because, you know, like the Bible says, God's word never comes back void, which it does not come back void, because everything that God spoke has to come to pass, or that would make him a liar, and our God is not a liar. It just depends on that individual to keep strengthening their faith to stand on what God has promised them, and not just, you know, okay, God, you're taking a little bit too long, but actually God is building, you know, building other things in us in order for us to, you know, be able to handle the promise that he's given all of us. Like, he gives all of us promises, you know. It's on us to wait and see, you know, the goodness of the Lord, you know, in our lives, so we could share that experience, you know, with the next person. But when we don't wait, things like this happen, like in 1615, where, you know, Hagar bare the son, and, you know, him and her and Abraham called her son Ishmael. But that was not the agreement between Sarai and Abraham and God. So Sarai had to suffer the consequences of her actions right here in this passage, because even after her maid bare the son, she still wasn't satisfied, you know, because God promised her a son, but she couldn't wait on herself to have a son because her and her husband was, you know, older in age. So basically her faith was not strong enough to wait on God to bring what he told them to pass. And we have to end on faith. We have to strengthen our faith, because things like this will happen in our lives daily, to where we're doing things because we're not waiting on God. You know, nobody's perfect. You know, we all struggle. Everybody struggles with something with waiting on God. But it's still, it comes to that time where we have to discipline ourselves to continue to wait. You know, we know where our weaknesses are at. That's where you need to be praying to God for him to strengthen your weaknesses, so you won't go outside the will of God and do things on your own and have to suffer, you know, consequences that you wouldn't have to suffer if you, would have waited on the Lord. We have to fully depend on God, you know, even if what we see is not matching up with what God told us, we still have to wait, you know, and that comes with discipline. You have to discipline yourself and be able to stand and wait on God so that he could bring you the best things in life. Because if we, you don't want to settle for things, you know. In her situation, she was so in a rush to get the promise that, you know, she let somebody else sleep with her husband. The devil is a liar, you know. You don't give nobody, you don't find somebody else to bring your promise to pass, and God didn't put Hagar in the equation. You did. So that caused Sarai to get, you know, she was still unsatisfied. She envied Hagar now, but you told her to do that. So what's going on? Now you're still mad and unhappy because you went outside of the will of God, you know? So, you know, we just have to have faith, keep our faith strong in God, you know, because going outside the will of God will have us, you know, on a whole nother path, and it's still not going to satisfy us going outside of what God told us, you know. Like in Sarai's instance, you know, if she would have waited, in later chapters, she did have the baby between her and her husband. You know, that was the promise that God made to her and her husband. Even after we step out of the will of God, he still brings his promises to pass. But we still have to learn something by going outside of what he told us, you know. And maybe she, you know, we get in situations too where we doubt God. She doubted God, because if she didn't doubt God, she wouldn't have did what she did. And Abraham was doubting God also, because he would have told her, like, no, hold up, wait, you know, hold on. We're going to wait on God for this. I don't have to go and sleep with Hagar to make God's promises come to pass, because he told me he was going to give us a son, you know. In this instance, the man should have been strong enough in his faith to tell her, like, no, that's out of the will of God, you know. You know, we need the wisdom in situations like this. In most situations and things in life, people are not asking God for wisdom. That's the main thing we need to keep on the right track, is the wisdom that God provides for us, not our own wisdom, not our own strength, because we can't make it on our own. We need God in every situation that we face in life, so we won't detour other ways and not believe that God will bring to pass what he said, because definitely he will, no matter how many years it takes. God is going to come through, because he always do. But it's on each individual to stand on what God told them, you know, because thoughts will come in your mind to, oh, God's taking too long. He's not going to bring this to pass. He's not going to do this. He's not going to do that. But, I mean, that's part of the devil's plan, is to do that. So that's all I wanted to say. You guys have a great day. Peace and love.
There I go. There I go. I'm going to be 18 on my fear.